This CC World episode is titled, Go Beyond PLG and Focus on the Customer Journey. I'm your host, Gérard Metraillet, and I'm a C-level leader with extensive software and SaaS background. This is the place where I share new ideas, different perspectives, as well as learnings I've made over the years related to strategy, leadership, product, marketing, and more. Let's get into it. In recent years, PLG, better known as product-led growth, has become a significant buzz in the tech world, and rightfully so. Products that delight customers and fuel growth loops are essentials. If your offering can't deliver considerable value to your users, if your product isn't resolving major pain points, or isn't providing big wows over the alternatives where it matters, then you've got, I have to say, a lot of work ahead. But with the rise of digital channels, customers interact with businesses in multiple ways that drive the overall experience. Only focusing on the product or go-to-market-led growth is no longer enough. It's time to prioritize the whole customer journey, or CJ. It isn't about product-led or sales-led or marketing-led growth. It's all of the above, simultaneously. It's about customer-led growth. It's about delivering an end-to-end experience at every touchpoint of the customer lifecycle that feels like one, delighting the user at every step. PLG focuses on customer acquisition and engagement through the product as the primary growth driver. Yet the biggest product-led growth success stories, such as Slack and Zoom, build a robust online presence and significant sales and marketing teams to keep their momentum going. PLG is often compared to more traditional inbound and outbound methods, which focus on more traditional marketing practices such as email campaigns, advertising, lead generation, and sales activities, to name a few. Through a customer journey approach, businesses focus on understanding the customer's different channels to interact with the company and the motivations behind their decisions to move from one touchpoint to the next. While both PLG and traditional methods have their advantages, they offer a siloed view, often resulting in different user experiences depending on the part of the organization involved. A holistic customer journey approach focuses on a unified experience, providing additional insights into customer behavior at every step. This starts with the very first touchpoint, such as an online ad or mention on social media. It continues through selection, trial, product usage, upsell, and churn. Attention to detail at every step is paramount. Businesses, for example, can gain insights into customer behavior across various channels and touchpoints, sometimes associated with the naming of omnichannel, tailoring the marketing and product offerings to meet users' needs. Companies identify opportunities to improve customer experience, engagement, and loyalty. Customer journey approach can also recognize areas to reduce churn as customers may be experiencing difficulties based on a bad experience very early on in their journey. Has this ever happened to you, that the wrong value proposition was implied? In his book, Build an Unorthodox Guide to Making Things Worth Making, Tony Fadell shares the following insightful comment amongst many others. But when you're creating a new product, regardless of whether it's made of atoms or electrons, for businesses or consumers, the actual thing you're building is one tiny part of the vast, intangible, overlooked user journey that starts long before a customer ever got their hands on your products and ends long after. When considering the whole customer journey as one holistic voyage, an attractive mental model is to think of the famous game of life. The right users must progress through the stages from initial awareness to usage and ultimately churn. While each level has specific success metrics and priorities, it is critical that the whole experience from start to end feels like one, providing a fantastic and unified customer journey at every step. At each step of the customer journey, game of life, the focus must be on maximizing the number of right participants moving to the next level. While you should adapt the specific steps for your business, and sometimes customers will take shortcuts, you can expect the following general flow. The journey starts when your prospect builds an initial awareness about your solution at a very high level. That learning can be through word of mouth, a social media ad, a sales associate outreach, or a Google search for a specific pain point. As the journey progresses, your prospect will discover more about your solution. This part is increasingly self-served in our digital world and will include sources such as your website, review sites, forums, the first 2 pages of search results on a relevant keyword, at least in your prospect mind, as well as potentially analyst reports. While some customers might go directly from discovery to purchasing the product, many journeys go through an evaluation phase. Factors such as the price of the product or the size of the company purchasing can have a noticeable correlation with the time required for the evaluation phase. Think large enterprise deploying expensive solutions company-wide compared to a freemium mobile app. Using a trial version of your software is part of the evaluation phase and should be considered as a specific part of the workflow. While calling this a next step is greatly oversimplified as it constantly happens, consideration to purchase is a critical part of the customer journey. Assuming every step so far has confirmed the pain-relieving capabilities of your offering, the customer journey will shift to a whole new level of the game. Customers see the light, understands the value, and believes your product or service will remove significant pain. Offering a seamless first transaction and onboarding experience is critical for the long-term success of the whole journey. Whether you have in-app purchases, a self-serve e-commerce sell process, or going through enterprise sales with customer success teams for the deployment, understanding and exceeding the different participants' expectations is critical. Product usage is genuinely a journey on its own, and I'll return to it shortly with a Ferris wheel analogy. Stay tuned. Yet it needs to feel integrated with the rest of the customer journey. And remember, the worst thing you can do is leave the customer alone until a few days before renewal, hoping that everything went fine and well during the last 1, 6, or 12 months. While getting help can take many ways, from self-serve knowledge-based articles to forums, talking to a human on the phone, or even on-site visits, too many companies treat support as a cost center to be minimized. I hereby propose that, taking a CJ perspective, the call for help from the customer should be treated as a symptom of a problem somewhere else in the whole journey, and that the data from support incidents need to inform many different aspects of the holistic approach to customer experience. With any luck, much hard work, and assuming you are not selling a one-and-done product, the customer journey so far and the value delivered from your product continue to be high enough for the user to renew their subscriptions or extend a maintenance agreement. Customers will move on at one point in their life cycle, hopefully through an expansion. If you've done a fantastic job with the whole customer journey so far, you've been able to build loyalty. Customer will decide to go to the next level of the game. This might take the form of an upgrading to a premium version of your offering or adding more users within the company, also known as the land and expand. Sometimes, customer will no longer need your solution. Many reasons exist. My favorite one is that they no longer have the pain point that you're solving. But whatever the explanation for your customers to stop having a monetary relationship with you, it is critical that you make the churn experience as positive as possible. Let me repeat this one. How we churn and exit our customers is as important as how we generate awareness in the very first place. Throughout this customer journey, build every step around data and feedback loops in order to maximize the number of users going to the next step. You want to identify the leading indicators for each phase, those that matter in moving things forward along the whole customer journey. It would actually be best to have built-in feedback loops to ensure you move as many of the right players forward as possible. The transition from one step to the next should feel as natural as being one. The worst is when customers can see your org chart at every phase of the journey, when experiences are disjointed and don't feel like coming from the same company. And now onto this product usage Ferris wheel I mentioned previously. Usually, this is where product-led growth happens, yet product usage is much more than just the growth loops you can build into the product. Each product offering will differ, and the Ferris wheel will be unique for your business. For collaboration software, for example, you can think of the whole tour of the wheel as going through a learning phase, creation one, collaboration, iteration on the actual document, and finalizing the output. Also consider the sharing and interaction with the finished output. Your product managers will need to understand the customer needs and define their vision and version for this life cycle within the customer's life. Areas that must be considered during the product Ferris wheel journey include the onboarding and discoverability of features, as well as the benefits, the time it takes to deliver the wow, and ensuring your product gets the job done with the best possible experience. A holistic view of the customer journey is essential for delivering products crafted with care at every step. This focus enables businesses to make informed decisions about product and marketing strategies, meet customer needs, and build loyalties. It is essential for those who want to remain successful and grow their digital in the digital age. By focusing on the customer journey, businesses can gain valuable insights into customer behavior, identify opportunities to improve their products and services, as well as reduce customer churn. That's it for this episode. A written version of this episode is available at ccworld.ca/customer journey. Thanks to all the feedback I've received, as I'm always loving to hear from you. Send an email to podcast@ccworld.ca with feedback, questions, as well as topics that you might want to get covered in an upcoming episode. ccworld.ca is also the website where you can subscribe and share this podcast. And as I always say, would greatly appreciate it if you could leave a review in your favorite listening app that helps with discoverability. Finally, a short disclaimer. The views and comments expressed in this podcast are my own and do not necessarily represent my past, current, and future employers' positions, opinions, products, or strategies. Thanks so much for listening.